our committee is called the Committee on Arrangements. It's the official committee of the Republican National Committee that is charged with organizing the convention every 4 years. Steve King is our chairman. Steve was appointed by the RNC chairman Reince Priebus to be chairman of the Committee on Arrangements. He's not here today, but on his behalf, we wanted to hold this as an open house just to kind of show you our offices, see where we're at, and get to know you a little bit better, and have you get to know us a little bit better as we get along in the next 6 months towards the end of the convention. So every 4 years, the convention convenes, and it is a combination of both conducting party business. We will adopt the rules for the 2020 election at this convention. We will adopt a party platform, that we will have at this convention, and then we of course have the nomination, the nominating of our candidate to be president of the United States. And it is my job to kind of put together a stable platform for that nominee to be able to lay out his or her vision of what America is going to look like. It is to put together an infrastructure that allows that person, the nominee, to for the American people to hear directly from the nominee about how they're going to work, how they're going to their vision of what America will look like. There's a 50-50 chance, that our nominee will be elected as the most powerful person in the world. And so it is a tremendously important job that we put together an infrastructure and a platform and a systems and logistics that all makes that work. It takes a tremendous amount of planning. It takes a lot of efforts by not just myself, but the county executive talked about some of the security needs that we'll have, which I think are coming along great. The transportation, the hotels that the host committee is working on. So it's with a lot of people that we put all this together. And I wanted you just to come out and meet some of the key people that we've had working on this. And David mentioned this, it's a tremendous opportunity for Cleveland. I mean, I think that it's an opportunity for Cleveland to reestablish itself as one of the great cities in America. It is to take advantage of the billions of dollars of infrastructure that's been put in place in the last several years, the hotels that have been built, the convention center that you have here. I mean, I think the county executive will tell you that since the convention has been announced of coming to Cleveland, the amount of business that the convention center has received, just in terms of inquiries, it helps put itself on the map, and so it is a real opportunity, I think, for Cleveland to really shine and to do a great job. And when people come here, I mean, when it first was announced that Cleveland was going to be the host city for the convention, I think a lot of people said, "Oh my word, what are you talking about?" But I think as people got here and as they looked at it, and we had the first debate here. People are excited about the opportunity to come here. They're excited that every time new people come, they walk away and they say, "I didn't know this about Cleveland." And so we're really looking forward to being able to showcase Cleveland and to have our delegates and everybody have a great time at the convention. As in any convention, you always have opportunities and challenges. And so we have challenges that we have opportunities to succeed at. And so, one of those challenges that we despite last night's game, the Cleveland Cavaliers are probably going to go to the NBA Finals, and so we've always had about a 6-week build out to build the convention hall, to transform it from a basketball arena to a convention hall. This year, if assuming that the Cavs go to the finals, which we're all hoping that they do, they just have to win it in 4 games. that will give us. Some challenges in terms of the shortness of that build-up. As you all may know, the host committee presented us with two options for the media workspace. There was the garage right next to the Quicken Loans Arena. The Eastgate parking garage was one option, and the convention center was another option. And so, the convention center is a brand new state-of-the-art convention center. It is just a longer ways away than we've ever been in terms of the media workspace vis-a-vis the convention hall. And so we're going to design a robust transportation system that a shuttle system that goes as one bus is loading, another one is arriving, and another one is leaving. And so we're going to have a robust transportation system working with the city of Cleveland and the mayor's office, who've been tremendous partners of ours you know, putting this convention together. But the convention center is going to be a great place for workspace. We've got some diagrams out here of the convention center and kind of how that will lay out. And so we're excited about going to the convention center again, showing it off. I mean, it is a state-of-the-art convention center. It's just a little further away than we've ever been before. We're having to build a direct fiber line between the convention center and the arena, just to make sure that the media has what they need in terms of the connectivity that we'll want to have. And so with all of these kinds of things, I mean, the other thing that we have is that this will be the earliest convention we've had since 1980. And so, you know, that we've moved up, the chairman wanted to move up this convention. In the past, it's been the middle of August or the end of August. Even in 2008, started on Labor Day. And so this convention will have moved up 6 or 7 weeks. And so it'll be the earliest convention we've had since 1980. 1980 turned out pretty well for us, so we're excited about that opportunity.